Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind Podcast. Before we begin this episode, we would like to thank you for taking the time to invest in yourself as a pre-PT on your journey to becoming a future doctor of physical therapy. This episode has been sponsored by our Acceptance Navigator series, which is a free four-part pre-PT video series where we teach you exactly how to take full control of your PT school acceptance journey, as well as how to find clarity and direction as a pre-PT so that you can dominate your application regardless of your GPA, GRE score, or fear of PT school rejection. Learn how to get into the driver's seat of your acceptance journey and not leave your acceptance to chance by shooting in the dark and hoping for the best as an applicant. This is the most value that we have given away, and it's free. Take control of your pre-PT journey today by going to www.acceptancenavigator.com. That's www.acceptancenavigator.com. This episode has also been sponsored by our friends at ptschoolprobe.com. Listen to this. One of the biggest fatal application mistakes that thousands of PT school applicants make each year when applying to PT school is not applying to schools that are a perfect match for them. Partnering with our friends at PT School Probe has made that a problem of the past, as PT School Probe makes it extremely easy to plug in and enter what you're looking for in your ideal schools, and you will be immediately matched up with your perfect match DPT programs in the United States. To get matched and locked into your perfect DPT school programs, go to www.ptschoolprobe.com, www.ptschoolprobe.com, and use the code PREPTGRIND in lowercase letters to get a discount and let them know that we sent you there. That's PREPTGRIND for your code. This will save you hundreds of dollars in your application by helping you avoid throwing away money at the wrong schools and saving tens of thousands of dollars lost every year that you miss out on becoming a DPT. So go to www.ptschoolprobe, that's ptschoolprobe.com, and use the code PREPTGRIND in lowercase letters to get a discount and let them know that we sent you. And that's because we got you covered, and we are excited to share this next episode with you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast episode. We look forward to serving you. Have a blast. All right, we are live. What's up, y'all? How you guys doing? Hope you're having an absolutely amazing, amazing evening. Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind platform. To those of y'all that are new, my name is Joseph Zgugi. I am one of the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind. I'm a physical therapist. I'm a PT school acceptance coach. And our job is to help y'all get into PT school without wasting time and without wasting money. And so if those are the things that you're interested in, you're in the right place. And what you happen to be tuning into right now is my favorite series that we do. This is episode 33 of what we have been calling the Pre-PT Inspire series. And it just sounds like the title. It's meant to take pre-PT stories that are real and help you and inspire you on your journey. But we're not going to do it in the typical way. We're not going to just motivate you and hype you up. We're actually going to talk about the good and the bad of our guest here, Muhammad. He's one of our students in our coaching program, The Acceptance System. Look into it if you want to know more about it. Just Google it. But he's recently gotten into PT school, and his story, I'm not even going to give it away. I'm not going to give it away. But he's going to go into, like, one, the reasons why he chose physical therapy. But more importantly, he's going to talk about the moments where he had doubts, the moments where most students pull the plug. Like, for all of us, it's different. For all of us, it might be GPA, it might be GRE, it might be, you know, previous rejections. And ironically, he had all of them. So he's going to break that down, and you're going to get to hear how he navigated through his journey, how he got accepted into PT school. And for those of you that are struggling with any of those, for those of you that feel like, man, like, I don't know, like, it's slipping away from me. Like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be qualified, then you need to tune in. You need to be right here, right now. Go grab your friends. Tag them on this post. This will be a podcast as well. So send them this podcast episode. Bring them right here because we want to inspire you. And then after you are inspired, then we will call you to act. All right. So if you're ready for that, comment, I'm ready. If y'all are ready for that, comment, I'm ready below. And we will get the party started. Let's get it. Let's have some fun, man. Muhammad, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little about your story. You know, why did you choose physical therapy in the first place, actually? Before we dive into the other parts, it's like, why physical therapy? And then we will dive into everything else.
Physical therapy. Well, first, I just want to say thank you, Dr. Joseph, and everyone a part of the Accepted System and Pre-PT Grind for your platform. It's really a blessing for someone like me, you know, just, you know, to be at this point. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My name is Muhammad. So my story starts like this. In my beginning years of undergrad, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Being Middle Eastern, my parents had a few options for me: dentistry, lawyer, or doctor. So the one I resonated with closely was doctor, even though it's not what I wanted to do. And, you know, I just didn't really have any motivation my first couple years. And my GPA got as low as a 1.9 at one point. So I was sitting with my advisor one day and she said, okay, well, what do you want to do? No one's really ever asked me that before. I said, I don't really know, but one of my interests through my ups and downs was health and fitness. However, I was told that I wouldn't go far in life having health and fitness as my motivation. This is just, you know, what people were telling me. And so she mentioned a few professions, physical therapy being one of them. And I didn't really know what physical therapy was. I thought it was just like workman's comp or like massage, you know, that's all I really thought it was. So I asked her, I said, well, what is physical therapy? And she said, well, you got to figure that out, you know, for yourself. So I said, all right. So I said, I'm gonna go shadow a PT. So I found a clinic, I shadowed, and to my surprise, I saw exercise equipment in the clinic. I was like, whoa, this is not all what I thought. So I asked the physical therapist, I said, you mean to tell me that you can heal people with exercise? And he looked at me, he said, absolutely. And I was sold on the profession. So I love physical therapy because it gives me a hand in giving people their lives back by increasing their functionality, decreasing their risk of injury, and building their strength. You know, since discovering my love for the profession, doing things such as working in an outpatient clinic, working in an inpatient facility, conducting a one-day free clinic for over 150 refugee families just reinforced my love for the profession. So physical therapy is without a doubt what I'm going to be doing.
Man, I love it. I love it. Man, I love the fact that you were able to make that connection and you were able to find the profession. Let's dive into the part everyone came to hear, though. All right? So
yes.
Talk to me, man, about your biggest struggles as a pre-PT. Because for those of y'all that are listening right now, this question alone, like, we could do every other episode, the 32 other episodes that we've already done on top of this one. We could just come on here and literally have this one question and that be the entire training. Because this is the part that you came for to, like, be able to hear, like, what did he have to go through and how did he navigate through it? So for you, Muhammad, what were your biggest obstacles? What were your biggest fears, frustrations on your way to ultimately getting into PT school? Talk to us about that. Tell us the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So like Joseph mentioned earlier, I went through probably every single struggle a pre-PT can go through. Low GPA, multiple GREs, rejections, bad letters of recommendation. Yes, there is such a thing as a bad letter of recommendation. I went through all of it and I triumphed. But if I want to, you know, like summarize all of it, you know, like the bigger picture, I would definitely say a lack of self-awareness and just a lack of confidence in my abilities. So when I graduated undergrad, like I mentioned earlier, before PT or finding PT, my GPA got as low as a 1.9, and I graduated with a 2.6 cumulative GPA and a 2.7 prerequisite GPA. So, and by the way, I'm going to be like totally transparent, you know, for all you PPTs who like stats, I'm going to give it all to you guys.
Oh, so say it like it that. Is, man. That's all they came for, man. They want to call it.
Y'all want numbers? I'll give you all the numbers you want, you know, because that's what I wanted at one point and I hope it can help. So 2.56 GPA, that is a GPA that is not competitive by any means. So what I did was I decided to retake a few prereqs. I took a couple biologies, I took anatomy and physiology, and in my mind, I said, okay, I'm going to take one prereq a semester, so I can guarantee a good grade. So I did good in those classes. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to apply this year because, you know, I did good in these three classes. And, you know, maybe they'll just say, oh, hey, look, Muhammad's doing good. And maybe we'll just accept him. So like when I talk about lack of self-awareness, this is what I mean. I didn't know what my GPA was exactly. I just knew that it was higher than a 2.5. And so, you know, I could have calculated my GPA, but I didn't. And just going further into this lack of self-awareness, I had found out that there was something called the GRE deadline. I thought that the GRE deadline and the application deadline were one and the same. So if you don't know, the application deadline is what, like October, November-ish? The GRE deadline is like mid-September. And I had found out 5 days before the deadline that I had to take the GRE. So, you know, it's just like these little things that I had to learn the hard way, but that's just me, you know? So I took the GRE, I drove 4 hours away to take it. I got 144 math, 145 English, and then a 3.5 writing. So not the worst scores, but these are, but you know, like everybody wants that 150, 150, a 3.5, right? So I said, you know what, like maybe they'll give me some leeway, you know, because, you know, like my GPA is going in the positive direction. So I applied that year. I applied to all five schools and I got rejected from all five schools to my surprise, right? So, you know, like when you talk about a lack of self-awareness, you know, like that's unfortunately, I had to go through that and I learned the hard way. So I knew that the next application cycle was going to be different in that regard. I was going to do my research. I was going to know when all the deadlines were. I was going to have my GPA calculated. I was going to have worst and best case scenario GPAs, you know, so it's so important to know where you're at as an applicant, because then you can say, you know what, maybe I don't have to apply this year. Maybe I can strategically wait and do what I need to do to give myself a competitive chance. And then I struggled particularly a lot on the GRE. I don't want to dive too much into it because I literally put a 12-minute video on the accepted system page. Maybe we can share that. Yeah, I mean,
oh yeah. But for the GRE, tell them this because I want them to actually hear this. Because you took the GRE three times, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so tell them some of the conversations that you and I had to have, because we're about to dive into how you actually got into PT school, but there are some people that right now are freaking out about the GRE. They're saying to themselves, man, I've taken it once already. I don't want to take it again. I've taken it twice already. I don't want to take it again. And one, if you're going to retake it and do the exact same thing you did the other times, well, yeah, of course it's going to be frustrating. Talk to them about what you had to switch. Like why, like what did you have to do for that third time to ultimately, you know, become a rock star? You don't have to go into detail, but just give them a little taste. Absolutely. Kind of what went down.
For sure. I do want to apologize for my bad transitions, you know, like I went through a lot, you know, so it's a little difficult to kind of say, you know, like I went through this and then you smoothly transition into that, you know, I went through a lot, you know, so I will definitely get into that because it is something that that I really did struggle with. So the first two times I took the GRE, I did not have a plan. I had prep material, but I didn't have a plan. So like, for example, so I'm not even going to consider my first attempt because I didn't really prep for that. But my second one, the only thing I changed for the second one was, okay, I'm going to study earlier because I know when the deadline is. So I prepped for it. And my prep just pretty much consisted of answering questions with no structure. I didn't take any mock exams. I just thought, hey, like I'm going to buy this Magoosh thing for a couple $100. And I'm just going to answer questions and I'm going to do great. I'm going to do great. I did not do great. I scored only 1 point higher on both sections. So with a 3 month prep versus no prep, I got, you know, only 1 point higher on both sections. So now coming to 2020, in March, this is when I decided, okay, I'm going to take the GRE for the third time. And I got to consider all my previous mistakes, look at what I did wrong, and make sure I don't do any of those things again. So the first thing I did was I referred to the GRE Code, which is this really cool GRE teaching platform with Joseph Casey and Kyle Rice. I watched all those videos. I took my notes. I contacted Kyle, I contacted Joseph, and the first thing I did was I developed a plan for myself. So that was very important. So I made a plan, I stuck to it, and, you know, the prep was not smooth, you know. It was very difficult in the sense that I went through the typical things that any test taker would, who's, you know, like prepping for an exam, and then I went through things that were not so typical. So the conversations Joseph and I had were in regard to the lack of my ability. So for example, like about 75% way through the prep, I would have, let me see, for example, like 154 on the math, 149 on the English, and like a 4.0 writing. And, you know, I would hit
for
up
the
Joseph.
Practice test, right?
Practice, yeah, practice. Good. I'm sorry. So, you know, so I would hit up Joseph and be like, hey man, you know, like, I don't think, you know, like, I think, like, I lucked out. I got to, you know, like, I don't think this is my real score. And, you know, I just don't feel like I'm ready. And, you know, like, I'm almost done with my prep. And, you know, like, my mind is just going in all these different directions, you know. So those were the types of conversations Joseph and I had. And he would just, you know, reassure me, like, look, the results are right in front of you. And you just have to stick to your game plan. Believe in yourself. One of the best things Joseph told me was, you are the answer key. And if you think about it like that, it's, you know, it's a game changer. And then, you know, we just developed things, you know, like over the course of that, we talked about pacing, we talked about strategy. It was very, very good. And I really, really appreciate those conversations. I think the biggest thing that helped me with the GRE was maintaining a constant contact with my coach, with Joseph, or, you know, whoever your coach is. It can be Casey, Joseph, Kyle, or your individual coaches. So maintain communication with them. They do, you know, like, you know, I knew I wasn't the only one Joseph was talking to. So, you know, he's done this before and I know he's not gonna steer me the wrong way. So plan, keep in contact. I guarantee you, you'll do fine.
Yeah, I love it, I love it. And that question was not one that we had planned on hitting tonight, but I know what your struggle was like on the GRE. And I know there's a lot of people listening right now that have been just like hitting their heads saying like, man, I don't want to have to deal with this exam again. But the reason why we've struggled so much in the past for the, like, right. So just understand that there has to be a game plan. You like, there is a structure. Now, is someone there helping you make a game plan? Well, that's what you got to ask. And that's what we'll dive into a little bit more. But for those of y'all on the GRE, do not lose hope. You just have to have someone that can help you say, okay, this is what you're struggling with. This is how to actually create a tailored plan for you. This is how we have to now trust that game plan if it's proven. And then at that point, everything else is just your confidence, right? It's you getting in your head. And so we won't dive into that too deep tonight, but what do you want to say real quick before we go to the next question?
I just want to mention, you know, so like you remember that my exam got delayed for 1 month, right?
Oh my goodness. So, I do remember. Yeah.
So I got to mention this quick, you know, it's all in that video, but I mean, like it's worth mentioning, I promise. So I had stuck with my prep, right? Mm-hmm. And I had gone through everything. I trusted in the game plan. And, you know, for reasons I won't say now, my exam, I couldn't take the exam the day I was supposed to take it. So it got delayed a month and I was freaking out. Anyone would freak out. But Joseph, you know, but again, I talked to Joseph and he said, look, I know it's difficult. Take some time off. Like Joseph told me not to study. And I did that. And
for a period of time,
Joseph told me not to study for a period of time. And then, you know, we made a whole nother game plan. I stuck to it. I did. It was very difficult, but I did it. And, you know, I got the scores I wanted. I got 155, 147 verbal, 155 math, and then a 4.0. writing. And, you know, that got me into PT school. It's not the most competitive, but in PT school. So.
Oh, he killed it. All right, man. So GPA, previous rejections, right? So this was your second time applying, right? Because yes. You had been rejected the first time. GRE yes. struggles, GPA, rejection, GRE, the trifecta. What led you to look for non-traditional guidance? Because you had all these things together and you were like, hey, I need someone to help me create a path, because a lot of students right now feel alone. A lot of students feel like they're shooting in the dark. They're just trying to look like, you know, like, is there someone that can help me? So for you, what led you to look for a non-traditional approach or guidance or coaching, which ended up being our accepted system program? Like, what led you to look for that and take that jump?
Absolutely. So in 2018, this is the first time I applied. This was, you know, when I took the GRE on a few days' notice, and I didn't know what my GPA was, right? So I was just, you know, I was working in the office, and, you know, like, I like to listen to, you know, like, podcasts and stuff. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to look up, you know, some like low GPA pre-PTs on YouTube. So I came across this guy named Bergomi, right, who was actually a part of the accepted system. And, you know, he's like the OG low GPA PPT, you know. So I came upon his video, you know, but then, you know, I'm scrolling and I see these two dudes wearing these pre-PT grind shirts. I'm like, what the heck is this? You know, it says, you know, like, get into PT school with a low GPA. I said, no, you know, like, these guys are scamming, and, you know, like, just all this, those things, you know. So I watched their video, and, you know, you guys are spitting some facts. I'm like, okay, they have a Facebook group, I'm going to check that out. And I check it out. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a couple thousand people on here. You know, like, what am I missing? So I joined the Facebook group. I send you guys a message, and you guys got back to me really fast, which I really appreciated. I'm like, you know, like, these guys got 2,000 people on their page, you know, like, they'll probably get back to me in a week, but I got a message fast. I really appreciated that. So, you know, I was debating whether or not to invest in the accepted system. I'm like, it's, you know, like, it costs, like, at the time, I don't know how much it cost. It was a lot more than I can afford. And I was like, I don't know, maybe, like, I should just stick to the free stuff or whatever. And then I watched the Ben Kim video. I watched the Ben Kim video, and I will never forget that day, because that was the day where I knew it was possible. He was in a worse situation than I was. And for the first time in a long time, this is right after 5 rejections, by the way, you know, like, watching this video, I said, I can do it. I can do it. If he can do it, and he was in a worse situation than I was, then I can do it. So I hit you guys up the next day. I invested in myself, and I don't regret it.
I love it. I love it. For those of y'all that are wondering, Ben Kim was one of our students who had a 2.4 GPA, and he's currently in PT school. So look that up on YouTube. You guys will find that, or follow him. He's the 2.4. I think it's the 2.4 pre-PT. It's his YouTube channel.
Yes.
Follow his stuff. Listen to his content. This is just to give you guys belief. These are people that have gotten into school. While you might be thinking it's impossible, they've done what you might feel is impossible, and they should be giving you guys proof that if you guys do the right things, y'all can also get into PT school. So for you, before we actually talk about the day you got accepted into school, tell me, how did the accepted system, the coach, like, our coaching program, how did it help you solve those big problems? Like, now you saw Ben Kim's video, you were like, all right, I'm ready to, you know, invest in these guys. I'm ready for some direction. Look back from the moment you started working with us to when you got accepted into PT school. What were the big problems that we helped you solve?
Absolutely. So number one, you know, so Ben Kim actually ended up being my coach as well. You know, I was like, okay, you know, I mean, I got to talk to this dude. And we met up, and it was great. And, you know, I really appreciate all his help. Shout out Ben Kim. And we're actually both going to St. Augustine, so it's pretty cool. Yeah, so the accepted system helped me cross boundaries. Boundaries I didn't know I was able to cross and prosper at that. For example, so I had a tendency to always be comfortable with what I was doing. If I felt like I was comfortable, I would do it. I would, you know, like, getting out of my comfort zone was a really big thing. So one day I'm talking to Casey, he was texting me. I said, hey, Casey, you know, so I got these two prereqs I got to take, and I'm going to take one in the spring and one in the summer. He's like, Muhammad, I know you're not going to like this, but I want you to take both in the spring. I said, whoa. But my advisors always told me to never double up on prereqs. He's like, Muhammad, advisors, you know, don't even get me started, you know. So, and at the time it was physics and it was anatomy and physiology too. He said, look, trust me, take it. Because when you get to PT school, you're going to be taking these, you know, these lab sciences, and you're going to be taking more than one. So think of it like this. If you can take and do good in two prereqs at the same time, then you're that much closer to being ready to, you know, to being ready for PT school. I said, okay, mind shift. I'll do it. I did it. I got A's in both. I didn't know I could do that. And I wouldn't have done that without that push from the accepted system in regards to, and then we touched on this earlier, you know, like just reinforcing my abilities, you know, maintaining that constant communication with you, Dr. Joseph, right? You know, so the, and especially with the GRE, you know, like the results would be right in my face. And I just wouldn't believe it. It's like, no, like, I mean, I'm a fluke, you know, like I got, you know, like I lucked out on a few questions. And, you know, like I've taken, and like at that point, I had taken multiple mock exams and, you know, like the results are right there. And, you know, like you just kept reinforcing me. You're like, Muhammad, you know, like, look, man, like the results are right there. Trust in yourself. Trust in yourself. You got it. Because if you think you can't do it, you know, like then that's on you. But you have to have that shift. And also, you guys didn't hold back, you know, like when it came to, you know, to like application stuff, you know, for example, when I was getting my PTCAS essay ready, man, so Joseph had told me very politely, Muhammad, you gotta like redo your whole essay at one point, you know, like I thought it was, so, you know, and like, I thought it was good. I'm like, man, this is gold and Joseph is gonna love it. And like the politest way, like Muhammad, yeah, just, you know, toss it and redo it. And, you know, and I really appreciated that, you know, because like you could have, you know, like been tired. You could have been like, you know what, I'm just like, yeah, Muhammad, it's fine, whatever. But no, you know, like this showed me, you know, like you guys actually care and you actually want us to get into PT school. And that, you know, it's very, very important to me and it's important to others. And, you know, thank you for that as well. You know, like, I mean, I know I've said thank you like 100 times, but, and I'm not going to stop. So like, those are, you know, like the big things, you know, like forcing me to cross boundaries and, you know, like not holding back and reinforcing my abilities, but also, you know, like smaller things too. And I just wanted to mention this because it's really cool. So I was listening to one of the podcasts. I listened to all of them, but there was a podcast you were doing with Miasha Abrams, I think her name is. And she was talking about the GRE and familial pressures. So she said, look, right. So
I remember that one. I remember it.
And like, I had not planned to incorporate this into my prep or anything. So she said that so I live at home with the family and, you know, like everyone knows what I'm up to. They knew when I was taking the GRE, they knew when applications were in, so on and so forth. So you and Niyasha were having a really nice conversation about this. And I didn't know I needed to hear this, but I did. So she said, I didn't tell my family when I was actually taking the GRE and I actually do it a lot better because I was more relaxed. I said, huh. So I tried that. So when I took the actual GRE, I kind of lied to my family. I said, you know, they were doing this thing where they give you like a mock, you know, like a proctor and, you know, but it's not the real thing. So like no one asked me, you know, so like no one was on my back all day. Like, you know, like today's a GRE, you know, like, are you ready? So like the whole day I was just totally relaxed. So my point is, you know, like, listen to these podcasts. They are gold, you know, because, and like there are hidden gems in them. And you never know if you need something while listening to them. So that's what the accepted system and pre-PT grind has done for me in a nutshell. And I appreciate all of it. I really do.
I love it. For those of y'all that are watching live right now, for those of y'all watching on replay, look at where you're at right now as a student. One, if you feel like you're guessing, like if you feel like you're like, hey, listen, I'm just kind of trying to figure this thing out. You know, I don't know where I'm going to apply. I don't really know what I'm going to do about my GRE. I mean, Muhammad just told y'all the truth. You know, I don't know if my GPA is high enough. I don't know if I really have a shot. You know, that stuff has a way of creeping in and convincing you, unfortunately, that you're not qualified, when in reality, it's not the case. You have the ability to still get into PT school, but it starts with having clarity. It starts with having a plan. It starts with having, you know, someone, anyone that can say, hey, like, been there before. I got you. Let's actually talk about what you should be doing step by step. And so if you don't have that plan, we've actually made it super easy. I've actually put it in the comments. Casey and I did a 4-part training series. And literally, if you have not watched it yet, I don't know what you're doing. So go to acceptancenavigator.com. We did this on purpose because we realized that this, like, we just have to lay it out for y'all and say, hey, this is the path. This is it right here. otherwise, if we're left to ourselves, I mean, if you're anything like me, like I'm such a self-doubter if you put me in the wrong situation. And when things just haven't gone your way, or if you don't feel like you have control over your acceptance journey right now, yo, go to that link, go to acceptancenavigator.com right after we finish this live training, right after you listen to this, go watch those videos, take some notes and ask yourself, how can I take ownership of my acceptance journey? With everything Casey and Joseph are saying, you know, in these videos, how can I use that to take control of my GRE, to take control of my application process, to take control of, you know, of my mindset, right? Y'all, like, we don't even talk about that enough, right? Like, part of that little trick about not telling your family is really just your mindset, right? And so if you're looking for that, go to acceptancenavigator.com. I'm telling you, just you'll have everything you need right there. So Muhammad, talk to us a little bit about the day you got accepted into PT school. I want to hear about that, because I want the students who are listening right now to celebrate with you. I also want them to dream a little bit about the day they will get accepted, because that's the day that we're all working hard to push towards. So what was it like for you, man? How did it go down? How'd you find out? What were your emotions? Tell us about it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just so much, man. You know, I mean, like it was just so much going into that day. You know, I graduated in 2017. I applied two times. I had two kids in that time as well. You know, so like in my mind, I had everything going against me. You know, like I'm a non-traditional applicant. I'm older. I had a low GPA, everything, you know, we talked about. And, you know, like in this very gym that I have right here, you know, like this is where, you know, like I do my thing, and like I listen to every single podcast they threw out, you know, like this is, you know, like my zone. And, you know, like I just remember listening and, you know, like coming to this part, it's like, you know, like will I ever get there? You know, like what will it be like? You know, like what will my mindset be? So to provide some context to the day of, so like it's pretty crazy, and you probably won't hear another one like this. So it was a Thursday. Okay. And, you know, like I'm calling Joseph, you know, like it's getting towards the end, man. You know, like I know what's happening. I get an invite for an interview. They said, Muhammad, your interview is tomorrow. Okay. So, and for those of you who don't know, you know, like some people get notified for an interview, you got weeks, months to prep. I got one day, like less than 24 hours to prepare. So I'm going crazy. And I had a 10-hour shift at the clinic that day. So I had to do that. Then I went home, stayed up till 4 a.m. prepping for that interview. Interview was the next day. Killed the interview because I got in. And so the interview was on a Friday. And then, you know, I felt good. And, you know, Saturday, Sunday went by, you know, I was just, you know, contemplating, you know, like, will I get in? You know, like just going nuts. And Monday morning, I was sleeping in, and it was about 10 o'clock in the morning. I received a call from St. Augustine, and the counselor said, hey, Muhammad, did you check your emails? I said, no, why? You know, and I'm like half awake at this point. And he's like, hey, well, you got in. Congratulations. I was like, and then like I go on my phone. I'm like, oh, my God, it's real. I got the email 2 hours ago and I was sleeping, you know, so.
That's how you found out. That's how you found out.
It's so notified for the interview on Thursday, man. Interviewed on Friday, days, accepted, man. On a Monday.
Not even a week. We actually ironically put up a post earlier today about.
I saw that.
You were like, yup.
I was like, that's me.
That was me, man. But man, how did it feel though? I know it happened fast. Like, what were your thoughts? Like, what were your first thoughts? Knowing everything you had gone through, what were your immediate thoughts that Monday, you know, after you kind of stopped freaking out? Like, what went through your mind?
First thing I did was I grabbed both of my sons, I held them, and, you know, like, I almost cried, you know, and you know, like I just whispered in their ears, I said, you know, if I can do it, you can do anything. You know, it was, you know, and that's a moment I'll never forget, you know, because I'm doing this for me, but I'm doing this more for my family and our future. And that's very important to me. Just all these years of, you know, like having the word PT school right here, you know, like failing courses and doubting and, you know, like talking to this person and, you know, like just all of that, you know, and then like up until that moment, you know, it was just so unreal. It was so unreal, but it felt deserved though. You know, like I told myself, if I don't, you know, like I put, you know, like my application, I knew that I put everything on the table. I did absolutely everything I could. I really did. And I thought, you know, like if I get denied, you know, then they're really missing out, you know, because I think I'm one hell of an applicant. And, you know, that's just where my mindset was, man. And I'm very thankful. I'm humbled to be in the position I'm in. You know, there's only 25 people in my cohort, you know, and I know that we had over 100 interviews and over 500 applicants, you know, so I'm very, very happy to be where I am right now. And, you know, like words can never explain how it went down, but I mean, I hope you guys have some sort of idea of how it went down.
What would you say to yourself? Think of where you were a year ago. Think of where your headspace was a year ago. If you had a chance to talk to that Muhammad right now, after everything you just shared over the last 40 minutes, like what would you say? Like, what would you say to get that guy to keep taking a step forward, to keep moving, to keep pushing towards his dream? And the reason why I'm even asking this question, and I love ending the interviews with this question, is because somebody listening right now is that version of you, is at that same level of doubt, at that same level of frustration. What would you tell that person right now?
I'd say a few things. Number one, you have to understand the game from a wide lens, that you have to, that you have control of certain things. Take control of them while you can. And because once that application is submitted, yes, there are things you can do afterwards, you know, because you're still an applicant. You're not in PT school. Take control of those things. And then once it's done, it's done. You know what I mean? Because, you know, like this will, you know, and, you know, just like going forward in the waiting process, you know, I consider myself a religious person. And, you know, if this is what God wants for you, then he'll put you there. I swear, I called the admissions counselor for St. Augustine the week before I got accepted, before I got an interview. I told you about this. He said, you know, and like dude was being real with me. He said, look, there's like one or two spots left. And, you know, if you get in, you get in. And if you don't, you don't. And I told Joseph this, you know, and I just didn't know, like, you know, like what to do. On top of that, I know that St. Augustine, they do group interviews. My interview was one-on-one with the program director. So that tells me that like they wanted me as soon as they notified me. I just had to, you know, check the boxes. You know, so if God wants you there, you know, then that's just beyond your control. Take control of what you can.
Yeah.
And the last thing I would tell myself is, without a doubt, this profession is for you. And if you know it's for you, then if time is the only thing separating you from being a physical therapist, then you got nothing to lose. What's an extra year in hindsight, you know? Because I wanted to be a physical therapist back in 2015. It's 2020 now. Do I regret the extra couple years? Hell no.
I don't know how to second that, man. Like, I have no idea how to second that. That was powerful. And for those of y'all that are listening right now, I hope y'all took this in. This is, you know, I know we had some fun tonight, but that's the purpose of doing a live stream. You got to enjoy yourself. But at the same time, I hope you listened to, you know, and I know it's hard to capture. Man, it's hard to capture your, you know, several years of your journey.
It's a lot. Yeah.
In one training. But for those of y'all that are there right now, you reckon, like, y'all were able to see yourselves in some way, shape, or form. And this, if this interview with Muhammad should do anything for you, it should give you belief. It should give you, you know, a push. You know, I loved what you said, that you should control, like, the fact that you believe that by the time you submitted your application, you had done everything in your power. That's how every student should feel. If you feel like you're kind of just trying to cheat the system because you don't want to retake a class or you don't want to do that, I mean, that's not doing everything in your power. I'm just going to be honest. And so if you guys do everything in your power, Get guidance, get direction. A good first step is that link. Go to acceptancenavigator.com. Like, if you're serious, I mean, if you're not serious, then don't do it. But if you're serious, like, go to acceptancenavigator.com. It's there on purpose. But once you have that, follow through with that, like, follow through with that plan. Trust it. And make sure that by the time you submit your application, by the time you show up for your interview, you're like, I've done everything in my power and I'm leaving everything else. Control what you can and don't worry about the things you can't. Simple 100%. As that. And if y'all can do that, man, beautiful things happen. If you've been called to this profession, trust that calling as well. Keep taking steps forward. Muhammad, thank you so much for your time tonight. Thank you for sharing your story.
Of course.
I've been waiting for this interview for a while. I know you've been waiting for this interview as well. So this has been a blessing, man. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Do you want to say one more thing?
Yes. For my stats, people, just like because I promised I'd put it all out there. So my accepted stats was a 2.87 cumulative GPA. Yes, you heard that. Mm-hmm. A 3.6 prereq GPA, 155 math, 147 English, 4.0 writing.
Yep.
Cool. Verbal or I mean AWA. Yep. Those are my stats. That's the stats of an accepted student. So I just wanted to throw that out there just real quick for y'all.
Boom. Boom. He laid it out for y'all. Yes. You guys have an amazing one. We have another interview tomorrow night, y'all. 9 p.m. Eastern time. Be right here. Let's get it. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all by far. So if you can take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.